If y'all could just have a seat for just a minute. So one of the conditions of the heart didn't print. And it's one that I have dealt with on and off for a long, long time. And it's fear. I don't know if any of you have ever had fear. But I've had fear. So I'm not going to tell you what fear is, because fear is probably maybe different, or we think it's different for each person, but it's real. It's real. And the devil likes to use fear. So I'm going to read the lyrics to a song. And the name of the song is Fear, He is a Liar. When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful and that you'll never be enough. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, because fear, he is a liar. When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away and never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, because fear, he is a liar. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears, Lord. Let your fire fall. Your love is all I fear. So I just ask that you would use that little candle this week. And no, y'all cannot light it over in the fellowship hall. But the Bible says something about our heart. Lord, we pray that you take this heart of stone, soften it, melt it, remove it, and replace it with a heart of flesh. I pray for me that it's one that is full of the Lord and nobody else, and there's no room for fear in my heart. Lord, we love you and we thank you again for your precious Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, because you made us the way that we are, and you know every path that we have taken or are going to take. I thank you for your voice when you talk to me and I hear you call me. I thank you, Lord, for helping me be able to look at the condition of my heart while I've been preparing to talk. I ask, Lord, that you would continue to guide us and to cover us. Have mercy on us, Lord, and help us to give to others the way we should give. Help us to have a generous spirit, not a proud heart. Help us to move when you call us to move. Help us to be like Paul when you blinded him, Lord. Your light blinded him. Help us, Lord, to let our light shine and that people know that we are Christian and that we have a peace in our heart. And the only way we have a peace in our heart is because you love us. You carry us and you take care of us, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would be with every single person that's here today. We thank you because our lives matter, Lord, to you. We thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We can never say thank you enough. We ask that you would be be with Pastor today and Judy and bring them back here tonight. We ask that you would bless our service tonight and the people that come and are going to give their testimony and sing. We thank you, Lord, for making our heart, and we just give our heart back to you. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Change my heart, oh God.